There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, cranking up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show with more from Autism One. We got a mom and a son together, and the website, allnaturalmomofour, the number four it is, .com, and that is Sherry Davis and her son Cody are joining me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sherry, welcome.
Thank you.
Cody?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? You ever done radio before?
No.
No? You're awesome already. I can tell. You're natural. You're 14, Sherry, your son Cody, at one point, you told me before, it was, what did you say, severely in the ADHD scenario? It wasn't an autism diagnosis. It was more ADHD.
No, right? He was classic ADHD.
Okay.
Just running everywhere, couldn't sit still, just constantly touching kids next to him, extremely impulsive, tons of energy. In preschool, his teacher wrote on his report card, red flags for ADHD in big red letters.
Red flags. So, you know, we've talked about the fact that many school systems will kind of rush the parents to say, hey, put little Johnny or little Cody on an ADHD medication. Like, he has a methylphenidate. deficiency. You know what methylphenidate is?
No.
It's a PMP, but it is also known as Ritalin. You've heard of Ritalin, right? You know your French state?
Yeah.
I've heard that, and I don't want you to ever do this, but they take them and crush them and snort them. I mean, it's crazy what's happening out there with this drug because it alters the mind. It's amphetamine. Now, in your experience, did you go through the allopathic medical route at first and say, okay, we don't know what to do. Let's give him some medication, see what happens.
No, that wasn't even an option for me. He was 4 years old, so, and, you know, I had him at home, so I was already on that natural path.
Okay.
So for me, it wasn't even an option. So I had heard another mom mention hyperactivity and dyes, that she had linked that to her kids' problems. So I went online and I typed in hyperactivity and dyes because I had no idea that dyes could cause hyperactivity. I had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
And up popped the Feingold diet.
Okay.
Like, okay. So I looked into that. And for about 6 months, we removed just dyes, and that did help.
Okay.
We noticed a difference, but he was still off. You know, he was still hyper, still some of the same symptoms, just a little bit less.
Right.
So then I decided to just go ahead and join Feingold, because at the time it was $75, and I thought, I can read labels myself. You
what
know,
is
I'll
Feingold?
Do it
a deli? What is it? Let everybody know.
It's the Feingold Association. Dr. Feingold in the 70s did research and discovered that kids who remove dyes, artificial flavors, and certain preservatives, the preservatives BHT, TBHQ, and BHA, and removed foods that are high in salicylates.
Yeah.
So things like tomatoes, berries, grapes, all the things that you think are great for your kids.
Some kids don't respond well to that. Yeah.
Right. Some kids can't metabolize the salicylates,
usually
because of leaky gut or because of low PST enzymes in their systems.
Right.
So Feingold, the association, they formed a membership or an association where they research all of the foods and they find out which foods don't have the dyes, artificial flavors, and the preservatives.
So they give you some good guidance there.
Yeah, they give you a whole shopping guide of a food list that tells you. So it's easy. You can just go there. Because some of these ingredients are hidden.
Like, right, sure.
Right, like BHT can be sprayed on the bags of like cereal, and they're not going to list that on the box.
Mm-hmm.
But that's seeping into your foods.
Very good point. Yeah, these subtleties. Now, talk to me briefly again. At 4, ADHD, you said intense. Mm-hmm. How soon after you started pulling the dyes out again that you saw changes in his behavior?
2 days.
2 days, so very quickly.
Yes, that's when we started the fine gold diet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we pulled everything, the dyes, artificial flavors, preservatives, and high salicylates.
Okay.
Within 2 days, he was a completely different child. Everyone else noticed it, too. I said he could be the poster child for fine gold because it was so dramatic.
Did his teacher say, oh, you put him on Ritalin, thank you?
No, I actually, he was in preschool for the first semester. I had pulled him out. This was before we started fine gold because I was like, I think he's going to get kicked out of preschool.
Right.
So I kind of just kept him home for a semester. The next year, I put him back in school.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in kindergarten, it was a different school. The teacher, I told her, we sat through a parent-teacher conference. She had not one negative thing to say about him. Just everything was positive. So at the end of it, I said, you know, last year his preschool teacher told me that she saw red flags for ADHD.
Yeah.
And she said she saw no signs of ADHD.
Nothing.
And we didn't either.
Right.
I mean,
you know, this sounds like, I don't know if you guys have seen the video online of this study that was done, 2 week study. Family, I think this is one of the Scandinavian countries. They all eat conventionally grown food, pesticide-laden food, and they took urine samples of the mom, the dad, the kids, and everything to test levels, and, you know, high levels of stuff coming out. And then they switched into organic, took the levels every day. By 2 weeks, and the kids especially, undetectable pesticide levels
come out. Wow.
Yeah, almost nothing.
I didn't know you could clear it that fast.
Well, and I said this because they don't go into that. I said there's probably, well, I know there's bioaccumulation in there that hasn't, but the fact of the matter is the ongoing exposure by eliminating it, which dropped that fast. So you're dealing with the acute always incoming, you know. Like, you know, I'm sure Feingold addresses some of this as well. But this was specifically focused on pesticides that they could measure. And, you know, I said go organic, you know, or grow your own. Do something to get the inflow of these inflammatory, toxicological burdens from coming in so your body can start the healing processes. And even removing, as you said, BHT, certain preservatives, already gives your body like a tenfold response to say, oh, okay, one less poison. Okay, let's take that energy and do something positive with it. And you saw the improvement very rapidly.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. So we're talking with Sherry Davis and Cody. And her website, allnaturalmomof4.com. That's the number 4. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I got to ask you, Cody, the switch to diet. I mean, obviously, you're 4. It's not like you're now at 14 if mom was saying you got to switch your diet so much. But obviously, she's raised you differently than probably many of your friends in terms of cleanliness of food. And how do you deal with that interaction? You know, my kids have to deal with this as well.
Yeah.
Like, when I was 4, I remember, like, I missed, like, mozzarella sticks and stuff, and being able to, like, eat that.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, a bunch of, like, McDonald's and other stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really frustrating to not be able to eat that when I could, like, see all my friends eating that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I just kind of got used to it, and I was just like, yeah, I don't even want the stuff they're eating anymore because it's so gross and, like, processed and all that.
Yeah. A lot of time, like, the desserts that I would send to school and stuff, the other kids want what my kids are having.
Oh, yeah. No,
because they're just funner looking,
or
something.
Well, it's like the kids at school, they ask my wife, you know, when they have a birthday, can you bring those organic cupcakes that she makes? They're the best. And it's all, you know, some of the real food we all identified growing up, but happens to be of cleaner quality.
Right.
None of the pro-inflammatory components necessarily in that way. I remember meeting and interviewing Russell Blaylock. He wrote Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and many others about these excitotoxins coming in, these additives, even at parts per million, devastating to these children and adults. And that simply, again, by removing them, it's not a rocket science necessary to figure this out. And eventually, we give kids like Cody and my kids the opportunity to learn, because I don't know if you've ever tried to sneak, you can tell me, she's not listening, out back to the drive-thru when she's not looking, and what happens. I don't know if you've ever kind of cheated a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how your body reacts to that?
Now, not so much. Like, I can go off the Feingold diet a little bit, and I'll still be fine, just because I have, like, a cleaner gut, and just, like, overall health is, like, better now.
Mm-hmm.
But back, like, maybe when I was like 7 or so, and if I went off the diet just like a little bit, I'd have like a reaction, and I would like get all the ADHD symptoms back, mm-hmm. and kind of like act like I did when I didn't have the Feingold diet.
Well, what kind of signs does your body give you if you eat something wrong now? I mean, your body's going to tell you stuff because you're
yeah.
much cleaner. Mm-hmm. So what would it say?
Sometimes I'll get a headache or just like generally sick. Mm-hmm. It's mostly headaches. I'll
okay.
just get headaches sometimes.
But you're not looking at it as an aspirin deficiency, are you? Right? Oh, man, I didn't take my aspirin today. That's why I have a headache, right? I know it's silly to say it, but think about this. This is how people are programmed in our culture to grow up. We see moms and dads typically, oh, you got an ache? Take a drug, right? And so we teach our kids this. You're growing up and saying, oh, I got a headache. I wonder what was in the food. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's like, what did I eat?
My kids, too, give them the opportunity to screw up once they're clean enough to understand the relationship to the quality of food that comes in. And you become your own rocket scientist, PhD in nutrition, because your body doesn't lie. But if you're always on that food, you're always ADHD, you're always having these symptoms, you don't know what from anything. You know, so there's the feedback loop, the communicate, it's not there, and you don't give kids the opportunity to learn that their bodies are smarter than the PhD scientists, right? Isn't that cool?
Yep.
You have a PhD in your own body.
Yeah. He's been learning a lot this week, too. He's been going to some of the presentations here at Autism One.
Awesome.
So he's liked it.
Anything that jumped out at you and said, wow, that was really cool. I want to learn more about that.
Dr. Klinghart's speech was really good. He talked about, like, how important melatonin is and, like, you need melatonin before you can, like, use glutathione to clear yourself of heavy metals to heal from, like, vaccine injuries and stuff.
Okay.
And that was just interesting to find out.
Wait. You said you're 14. You said glutathione. There's something wrong here.
He knows about glutathione. We used
Mom,
to put
what are you doing?
We used to do the glutathione gel on the back of their small of their back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. I love this. This is so fun. It's so much fun. So you're, like I said, you're way smarter than a fifth grader. And most of your teachers, you know stuff they don't know. You realize that.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that without getting in trouble?
I do get in trouble sometimes. They're like, I remember in like fifth grade, we had a birthday, one of my friends, and I told the teacher, I was like, hey, you shouldn't feed them this stuff, and I told her something about Feingold, and she pretty much just like ignored me and told me like I was just like,
get out of here, kid. You're bothering me, right?
Yeah.
I joke with my kids. I was like, you're just a kid. You don't know. And of course, they're like, Dad, you know, you caught me. Come on.
Yeah.
Of course I know. So I think it's very cool that you got a mom that has done this.
I'm really lucky.
Yeah. It's like, in this, I mean, we always can complain a little bit about mom. It's just what we do as kids, right? But at the same time, what you're learning now is preparing you for a world that many of your peers, many of my peers even today, but more, you know, when I was growing up, completely unconscious about this. Gives you an opportunity to help others genuinely when they're ready. I mean, you don't want to beat them over the head with a Feingold diet or anything else, but you want to be there. You don't want to be all silent all the time either. I mean, if you see something, you can find a way to communicate, and that's part of the learning process, how and when to talk and not get beaten, you know, back because you're sensitive to where people are at.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I like Feingold. It's a good foundation and like a start off to people that like they'd have no idea they're just eating all the foods that they think are healthy for their kids.
Yeah.
It's a great starting point.
Well, you guys are awesome. Really appreciate, enjoy. I hope we stay in touch. Sherry Davis.
Definitely.
Cody, we got the links up to your website as well, and tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing. Every.
Yeah, and then also I just wrote a book called All Natural Mom's Guide to the Feingold Diet.
Can you stick around for, actually, I'm gonna hold you over, okay?
All right.
Don't go anywhere. I want to talk about that book when we come back.
Okay, great.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237 extension 129.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, bonus round with Sherry Davis and her son Cody. Really bright lights here, and we talk about the website, allnaturalmomofour.com. But in there, we almost forgot to talk about your book. It's there in the website, isn't it? The link
yes.
to the book?
Yep.
Tell me about it.
At the top left. Well,
what's it called again?
It's called All Natural Moms Guide to the Feingold Diet. And I wrote this book because I'd been blogging about Feingold for a few years, and mostly because I had never heard of the Feingold diet when my son was four. And because of what such a dramatic change that I saw in him, I just wanted everyone to know about it. So I started blogging about it, and then my second child ended up having high-functioning autism. So we kind of moved on.
And non-vaccinated.
Right, she's
never
been
vaccinated. Interesting, fascinating. You know, we suspected, we talked off the air a little bit, maternal mercury burden. You know, again, everybody's ability to methylate different, so might have been impacted as a second child, huh? Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah,
I have one mercury filling, and then I was vaccinated, of course, growing up, got the MMR at 16, so I know I passed on quite a bit to my kids. But interestingly, each of my kids, I cleaned up my diet and supplements and started taking care of myself better, did GFCF. My fourth child has no issues.
Okay.
My third child suffers from seizures.
Mm.
So they kind of like progressively got a little bit better as I started cleaning up everything, you know.
Right.
But Yeah, so I started blogging about GFCF supplements, DN doctors, different stuff like that. Mm. But I just kept getting email after email after email about the fine gold diet and people wanting to know how they can keep their kids off ADHD meds and just an alternative to that. So I started going back to fine gold, and then I decided to just put together a book so that people, just to give a good overview of how to do the fine gold diet, what it's about, and then just sharing our experience with it as well, our personal story.
Yeah, and Cody, not holding you to this, but do you sense that you want to go into the sciences, to doctoring, to nutrition? What I mean, it's an interesting upbringing. You're just going to be, I'm sick of this, Mom. I don't want to go into it. But what are you sensing at this age? I know, again, almost 15, so I won't hold you to it.
I really have no idea what I want to do right now. But
Good answer.
Yeah. Either way, I'm definitely going to keep on, like, keeping up with fine gold and just, like, a generally healthier lifestyle because of, like, all the stuff I know about, like, nutrition and everything.
Yeah.
And everything I've been learning here at Autism One.
Yeah, he went to the keynote, which is about vaccines.
Right.
And he says, I'm never vaccinating my kids.
Yeah, I was so excited.
That I will hold you to, my friend.
I will too.
I will hunt you down and find you if you forget that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, are you doing any athletics as well?
I play track and... Mm-hmm. I'm looking into playing soccer next year.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So that means you're entering ninth grade?
Tenth grade.
Going into
tenth. Sophomore.
Wow. Okay. So same as my son. All right. So exactly same. That's really cool. So in the area that you're in, I'm really excited to know about you and to know, you know, that you're actually what I consider bright lights in your community. And, of course, outreaching beyond that with your book, of course, right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Your message is an important one. And I just want to remind everybody that even if it's one thing, it's better than zero things, right?
Right.
Everything you can do will pay you back.
Right. That's what I stress in my book. It's like, even if you can't join Fine Gold, there's definitely things you can do to make better choices in food.
Mm-hmm.
And just having that knowledge of knowing, like, dyes could cause all these issues and all these different other additives as well.
Mm-hmm. Cody, any message for all our other teenage listeners? Because they're there. It's weird. I know. They listen. Why do they listen to a health show? But we have a good time here. We rock the health world. So,
yeah.
I guess to just make sure that you, like, keep telling people about it and not, like, keeping silent and, like, spread the information around.
Speak out.
Yeah.
Speak out.
Don't make sure people know about that.
Except in class when your teacher says, don't you dare, right?
Yeah.
When he was in first grade, he asked me, he's like, Mom, can I make little business cards of Feingold and hand them out to the moms when they pick up their kids?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Because he wanted everyone else to know and to do it.
Listen, it's an interesting thing, Cody, to know what you know at this age, to be in an environment where most people don't.
Yeah.
And it's a gift. At the same time, it can be a curse because you want to be able to tell everybody. And not always is it accepted, welcome, lovingly, knowingly, and sometimes you're up against the world. So just, you know, ride it out, let go of those things. If there's any backlash, just let it roll off you like the water on a duck's back and keep on, because the people that are ready for it are there for you. And eventually those folks that aren't, they'll come back around.
Right.
You know? I appreciate you too.
Okay.
And say hi to the rest of the family. And we'll get the rest of them on eventually. And you guys keep putting that message out there. Everybody read the book. Of course, we have it linked up in the show notes, All Natural Mom's Guide to the Fine Gold Diet.
Yep.
The website, allnaturalmomof4, that's the number 4.com. And it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you ever want to call in, 866-939-BELL, even when we're off the air, 866-939-2355, we can get back to you or answer your question on the air later or leave a message there at the website. So stick around. Lots more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
In the health world through the power of radio.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, from the Feingold Diet at Autism One to the Liam Chef Diet, which is ever-changing, perhaps. No, it's always clean like the Feingold Diet because he doesn't like additives, preservatives, colorings, and flavorings. Do you, Liam, my friend?
No, or juice.
What? You don't like juice? I thought you juiced. You don't juice.
No, you got to restart this.
What did you say? Did you say juice? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, no. There's no restarting in radio. We're live.
I was joking.
Of course you're joking. We're both of Jewish heritage. So
I know. That was a joke.
It was a very funny joke.
All right.
Penny Youngman, take my friend, please.
I know.
Did you hear what he just said?
I know.
Listen, a little irreverence to get us through the weekend.
No, I was watching Louis C.K., right? He has the foul-mouthed comedian. He was doing a comedy thing, and he was talking about how he feels uncomfortable out in the country. Mm-hmm. And he said, I live in New York. It's full of murderers and rapists and Jews. And, you know, it was a joke.
Of course. No. Listen, we don't get offended easily here. So.
Okay. All right.
All right. But anyway,
I'm sorry. Let's go back to the show, Robert.
Now back to the show. Hey, yeah. Dietary shifts. You were at Autism One. Was it last year or 2 years ago now?
It was about 16 years ago.
16 years ago. But, I mean, the profound experience there was really seeing the pain and the struggle of these families with these kids who have been injured by vaccines. And even now, as we covered things like diet, if they're not full-on into what we call the autism spectrum, the higher functioning or the ADHD, I love the messages coming out. It's like we're learning the hard way that the food that we eat does indeed matter.
You want to get an amen from me?
I knew you were going to take the devil's advocate. No, we can eat.
No.
Yeah, of course not.
Okay. So I became vegetarian a long time ago because I'd eaten a lot of meat, and it never really agreed with me. And then I became vegetarian. I studied macrobiotics, which is just local in season, et cetera, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't advocate veganism or anything like that. But I hate milk. I hate it. And I don't like butter. And I know people are going, how can't you like butter? Butter is more tolerable than milk. I always hated the stink of eggs, and I had eaten so much meat it was just enough.
That was your family upbringing. It was a carnivorous Western diet, was it not, upbringing?
Oh. God, everything was protein. Everything was protein. So I was overdosing on meat. And then I found Indian food and Asian food, and I was just much happier.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just felt like having an egg recently. So I know that's not a big deal for most people who eat like six eggs a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been, no, I'm not, I haven't like, I've eaten all kinds of stuff that I didn't know I was eating. Like I would eat a Chipotle and they'd have pork and the beans and I didn't know.
You didn't know, yeah. But
yeah,
remember, do you remember meeting what she's known as Healthy Chef Alex Jameson? She was the girlfriend of Morgan Spurlock.
Are you kidding?
Time, right?
I love Alex.
Yeah. And do you remember, because she was pretty hardcore vegan, and at a certain point, she says her body was telling her, I need to eat some animal protein. That was her body. And she came out and said that, and she was just pilloried, hate spewed out from the people that loved her moments before, just based on her food choices.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I don't like eating it. I mean, nobody should have done that to her. I don't like eating animals. I tried eating some fish the other day, and I just still didn't like it. But I'm going to eat an egg because you don't have to, you don't have to kill anything. You're just
so philosophically, you can make a little better peace with eating an egg.
It just doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't know if I'll like it, but I just felt like I might be missing some things, and I'll tell you why. I haven't been to a dentist in like 50, 60 years, probably literally 20 years I haven't been to a dentist. So I'm going to go get my teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And my gums are a little too high because I clench my jaw.
Right.
Probably a lot of people do this. And then I brush too hard. So I've raised my – so I'm going to have to get like some like cadaver gums or something one day put in.
Oh,
or
no,
just
one, no, no, no. But
yeah, one of those fake – like I'll just pull – I'll be one of those 50, 60-year-olds just pull out my teeth and like make faces. No, it's not
well,
that bad. It's not
I,
bad.
I gather that you're thinking some of the aspects of food in terms of – we've talked about this – building foods, foods that facilitate growth of tissue, for instance.
I don't know. I just thought, am I missing anything? Mm-hmm. You know, I'll have an egg. Okay. I'll have an egg once in a while if I like that.
So what about the concept of bone broth? You know,
I'll probably have a sip. I'm going to see our good friend Charles Weber. He'll give me a sip or two. It's not my favorite thing.
I understand.
I can understand the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have a.
Big hugs to Charles.
When you see him. He's a big guy, so we're going to have to give him a big hug.
Bear hug.
I know.
Listen, I really enjoy talking food with you, or anybody really. I just think it's a fun topic, although I still am amazed at the time when we began our discussions on food, paleo versus vegetarianism versus veganism, that it somehow was more controversial than saying HIV doesn't cause AIDS or has not been identified by the HIV test, which used to be really controversial, but maybe people are like, on that.
Well, right, or vaccines cause autism. It's worse to say that eating a paleo diet really isn't very good for you, because there is no paleo diet anymore unless you're going to collect crickets.
Crickets, and also eat a lot of organ meats, because you go back into the dawn of when you did kill animals for survival, you weren't eating muscle. That was for the scavengers.
Right, you needed the things with the nutrients. So you're eating small animals, and I mean rodents. Mm-hmm. And rabbits and guinea pigs and anything, and lizards, a lot of lizards, you know, if you're in the tropics, occasionally monkeys. But you're eating a lot of roots, and you're just eating anything that's edible, and including a lot of things that have these, you know, deadly phytic acid. You're eating roots that you have to chew and slightly rot in order for them to be digestible. That's the paleo diet, is whatever's around, but mm-hmm. factory farmed or even, you know, free-ranged, wildly inbred cattle, I don't think is paleolithic at all.
No, I would have to say that our version of paleo, for most, at the risk of offending people, because we never do that, is really not.
I think I started this episode by offending a lot of people with a joke.
All right, we would never. No, we would never. We got to lighten it up from time to time. Listen, it was intense, as you know. You felt it when we were at Autism 1.
I eat Jewish food, by the way.
You do? Gefilte fish?
No, Chinese food.
Oh, Chinese food.
Yeah, that's Jewish food. I don't know where you're from.
Oh, now I do remember that. That's right. But you're hungry 30 minutes later.
That was the best food. Like, in the Jewish family, that's where I was exposed to the most.
Asian food.
Yeah, Asian food and Indian. That was my first Indian exposure. That was a life changer for me.
Mm-hmm. When I was in England, and you know, we went out to with Dr. Rob Verkirk, who you know, and Mel. I had to, you know, dig to find the organic food that I like so much, and I went to a place called Planet Organic. But we went out a couple of times the nights before, in the area wasn't Notting Hill. Notting Hill has all of the organic restaurants, and one night we went out to a farm to table place called Bumpkin. And I did have like organic quality fish and chips, which was great. But two nights prior, we were doing the seminars with them, and it was really intense. Didn't have the ability to go far. And we went to why they call it ethnic restaurants. But like we went to an Asian, Indian place, which was really high quality. And my body, my body is the decider, right? It's like I try not to do mental constructs on these things. I listen to my body. I did very well on it. And then another, it was some other Asian, I don't know, it was Thai, but it wasn't Thai. It was very unusual, but both times my body did very well. Lots of spices, which I think are very good for digestion, circulation, etc.
Well, they're also anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory.
Exactly, yes. And so, you know, as the message is, grow your own food, and if you can't, go out to Chinese food that doesn't have MSG in it, perhaps. Is that our message?
Our message is eat more Indian food. The problem with Indian restaurants is that they use gutter oil. You know, they use the canola oil.
Lots of sugars, too, they'll add for the Western palate. I think this one I went to was very authentic because, again, my body is very sensitive. Like, I've been out to, even Chipotle, I got to be careful, and my body will tell me what is good or what is not. And in this case, as we're talking food here, I'm urging you, like you're doing, Liam, you're somehow sensing, okay, I want an egg, right? Not that you want an egg, but your body's saying, egg, you're getting the egg image.
I'm not nauseated at the thought. I was nauseated at the thought of eating eggs for like 20 years. And mm-hmm. now I think, I'll eat an egg. I will not eat a scrambled egg. I don't like the smell. I'll eat a hard-boiled egg.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody say, oh, you have to eat a runny. I'm not eating a runny egg, sorry.
Oh, come on, man. Do a little Rocky.
Uh-uh.
I'll call Frank Stallone. I know Frank.
Nope. Hard-boiled. I like them hard boiled.
You are a good egg, my friend.
I just want an egg.
Yeah.
I wish that we didn't have to eat chicken eggs. I wish that we could eat like wild fowl eggs instead, just little mm-hmm. eggs, instead of these brain dead, you know, inbred, you know, just broken little animals.
When I was up at Dr. Frank King's place in Asheville, he had quail eggs. And you, they're little tiny quail eggs, and you could actually crack open. They're so small, and put it in your smoothie raw, and that's actually a good source.
You really think that raw? I mean, I'm not a raw foodist. I was I know raw food is. I think raw food is important, but I'm not a raw foodist, so it doesn't matter. I mean, we kind of came around with fire in our diets.
But I'm just thinking about the denaturation. Can I say a denaturation of protein, certain proteins by heat?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, from some degree. But, you know, I went 100% raw for like 6-8 months once, and I lost so much weight. You know how thin I am. I was like 130. I was like, it looked like a concentration camp victim, and it was just, I couldn't maintain the weight. Now, maybe I was doing it.
Bringing it back to Judaism again.
Right? So, see you go. So some people might say, well, you were doing it wrong. Okay, maybe.
No.
But, all right.
No, raw food is very yinizing. It's very cooling. It's not a tissue. You can get a little fat on your body doing that, but you'll also lose, I think, important inner tissue, muscular tissue, and some connective tissue. I don't know why raw foodism caught on. We're a few steps above the monkey diet where you just eat raw fruit in the jungle.
Right.
We can't really do that. We need some cooked food. And cooking, by the way, helps unravel complex, long-chained, polypeptides.
So there are some benefits.
Long-chained, polymerized carbon hydrogen. So you break it apart with a little bit of heat. Then you add water so it's hydrolyzed, you know, and then your body can take it in. Cooking is unraveling dense material and making it accessible. I'm not talking about burning.
Sure.
Or, you know, deep frying. And, you know, water and salt and heat.
Different states of food. Food as medicine. And I think what we're talking about is consciously eating and listening to your body. If it's telling you something, sometimes it'll violate your philosophy or what you perceive to be the philosophy. Like, you know, that's why I mentioned Alex Jamieson and her journey. And she's doing well. She's much happier. She's listening to her cells rather than denying them based on a philosophy perhaps that may not be appropriate for your body type. So be open. Be listening. We're going to take a break here and head on into the weekend with Liam Sheff. And you can check out all the links at robertscottbell.com if you don't know already. He's the author of Official Stories and a bunch of other cool things as well. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Scott Bell Show.
If you want to get the book by Liam Sheff, go to liamsheff.com. We have it linked up, official stories as well. Still as good. In fact, Liam, my son's middle school class at the Montessori program, I had lent official stories out, and she absolutely said, as she was giving it back to me, absolutely loved Liam's book. So, and she's a PhD. She's a very smart lady.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Official Stories is there on Amazon.com. Please support independent journalism. If you want to buy five or more, just contact me through Facebook or my webpage. You'll get a good discount.
Excellent. Now, I wish RFK Jr. had read it. I don't know if he has, but he's doing some good work out there from the liberal elite family that he's from. What he's calling into question is quite extraordinary on the vaccine front. Acknowledging the mainstream media, meeting with network heads, and they're saying, listen, we rely on 70% of our funding in non-election years to big pharma advertising. And, as he's campaigning against mandatory vaccination without exemption, he's shocking. Like, he was on with Bill Maher, interviewed by John Stewart some time ago, and the liberal intelligentsia are shocked to hear that if you're injured by a vaccine, you cannot sue the vaccine manufacturers. That is a shock to that group, and I think it causes them to pause for a moment before they go back on the bandwagon and say, well, it doesn't matter, everybody should be vaccinated.
I'm shocked to find gambling going on in this establishment. Mm-hmm. Yes, they don't know. Well, you can't know what you don't read about, can you? I mean, you know, if you don't have any interest in it, you know you're right.
But they dismiss it
science,
as conspiracies,
you know,
right, until RFK Jr. comes out and says this stuff, and then suddenly it has meaning to them.
Why? Because he has the brand name, the family name?
I don't know. You tell me, perhaps.
Yeah, but they like to throw hate at him, too.
Sure.
I mean, he's just willing to take it for some reason.
Well, I think that something welled up in him that said, I cannot take the damage, the injury to these kids. The mercury issue became very real because he was a real environmentalist, and that's where he was at. He was suing big corps and such and saying, hey, you can't be spewing mercury in the environment. And then, as he tells it, the moms just kept coming up to him at all of his events saying, have you looked at the mercury and vaccine issue, vaccine issue? Tried to ignore it, and then he looked into it and said, holy tamale. And it was real, and he couldn't deny it, and so he dug into it like he did as an attorney with a good science mind to be able to parse it, and he continued on. His conscience wouldn't let him ignore it.
Right, Holy Gefilte Fish. Yeah, I saw him speak at the autism conference I went to. That's a tough conference to go to. It really, look, it's devastating. It breaks your heart, you know? Like, because nobody deserved any of it. It's like everybody's a casualty of the age of petrochemicals.
Right.
And the age of absolutism in science. Oh, we're absolutely correct. Oh, look, we invented poison gas that we used in World War I. Yay, let's trust all scientists. Yay, we invented the nuclear bomb. Let's trust all scientists. Yay, we claim that vaccines, you know, fix the diseases that putting in sewage systems fixed. Yay, we're heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to hear from any of the deniers of science and the quacks. But they don't read. I mean, there's just no feeling for history among the scientific elite. They're not historians. And they're not even historians of science, because if you're an historian of science, you don't even know, you know, it's not science. You know, it's an offshoot of natural philosophy, which is an outgrowth of really medieval, you know, religion. That's mostly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows it lives in the exact same structure as the medieval religious structure.
Well, that's why we have Hufnagel the Science Cat to the rescue. Do you like what our humble and lovable producer is doing with that? I've been very impressed with him.
Wait a second. No, Producer Don doesn't have anything to do with it. Hufnagel's a real cat, isn't he?
Well, yes, on some level it's very true. He's a very real cat, and he's doing very real and important work in calling out the tactics and strategies, if there are any, of those who would deny real science. That's the irony here.
Well, what is, you know, the word science, you know, is either means to cut into pieces, shire, or to know. And the idea that, you know, science says nuclear radiation is fine. Science says a lot of crazy things, you know, and if you don't think that that's true, you can look it up. You can say that nobody's being poisoned by Fukushima. The scientists will agree. They say that, you know, using syphilis on war veterans was a really good thing to do. It
lovely.
Was necessary.
No, but if we anthropomorphize science in this today, Godzilla looks like someone to have sit down and have a nice cup of tea with. Anyway, we're out of time for this week. Liam, thanks for dropping in and chatting with me. Always nice to take it to the weekend with you.
All right. My apologies to the rabbis out there. I was joking.
Yeah, we were just joking. We kid because we love. Thank you to Dr. King. Thank you to Sherry Davis and her son Cody. And thank you to Liam and Super Don as well. We'll be back Sunday. Power to Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.